One mistake, and the young men will again be making several new pine boxes and digging 6-foot-deep holes in the orchard. The first thing you train a horse to do is to stand still and submit to being caught and handled. He must not fear the bridle or harness. He must stand still while 13 children step in front of the iron wheels to climb into the buggy. When stopped at the end of a driveway, waiting for the traffic to clear, he must not exercise his will to step out in front of 80,000 pounds of speeding truck. Horse training involves preparing the horse to respond correctly in all future situations to which he will be exposed. This training takes place in a controlled environment where circumstances are purposefully created to test and condition the horse's responses. This is done by taking him through various paces. To train him to stop, you hold the bridle as you lead the horse and say, "Whoa," and then stop. Since you have a tight hold on the bridle, he must stop. After just a few times, the horse will stop at your command only. The trainer establishes the tone of voice at which the horse is to respond. If you speak in a normal tone, the horse will learn to obey at that level. If you scream, "Whoa," when training him, then in the future he will not stop unless you scream the same way. One such farmer trained his horses with a wild, frantic bellow. Most of his neighbors, who speak quietly to their horses, find it difficult to control his horses because of their inability to raise their voices to such vehemence. Speak to me only. I was logging once with a 1,500-pound mule that sometimes wanted to run away with the log. In moments of stress, I was actually panic-stricken, I found myself yelling commands. The owner would patiently caution me, "Speak quietly and calmly, or he will pay no attention." I never did learn the art of calmly saying "whoa" to a runaway mule while pulling a 25-foot white oak log with my foot hung in the trace chain. The point to remember is that animals learn to identify not only the sound, but also the tone. If you raise your voice when giving a command to your child, he will learn to associate your tone and sound level with your intention. If you have trained him to respond to a bellow, don't blame him if he ignores your first 13 calm suggestions while waiting for your fevered pitch to reach the point where he interprets it to be a real command.